On to today's other big story, the nomination of General Michael Hayden to be the new director of the CIA. Making the announcement at the White House, President Bush called Hayden the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history. But Hayden's confirmation looks to be a tough fight. There are questions about his experience and about his role in the National Security Agency's domestic wiretapping program. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
General Mike Hayden ran the eavesdropping National Security Agency for 6 years, longer than anyone else. But a key question for senators is whether a military officer who has little experience with human spies can run the CIA. John Pike is a defense analyst.
I think that one of the big challenges that he's going to have in his confirmation is that he has spent a career doing technical collection and now possibly going over to head an agency that does human intelligence, and more importantly, an agency that has a vastly expanded covert operations enterprise compared to what it had before September 11th.
Critics have said the government has spent too much money on the technical side of intelligence, where Hayden has spent his career. Satellites, listening posts, sensors. America's human spy network has decayed. Osama bin Laden has stopped using cell phones. He sends runners with messages. But Chuck Boyd, a retired Air Force general, says Hayden is miscast as a technician. Boyd recalls that Hayden focused closely in the Balkans and has a clear grasp of the warring factions.
He's a liberal arts guy. He's an historian. He has a very liberal education background. Now, he's smart, and he understands what intelligence is about, and he understands the world that we live in, and he understands human beings.
Hayden was also at the helm of NSA when President Bush ordered a secret domestic surveillance program without court warrants. Hayden has strongly defended the effort, saying it's focused on al-Qaeda and its operatives. The NSA is not throwing what he calls a drift net over American cities. But Jonathan Turley, a George Washington University law professor, disagrees.
Hayden was one of the key architects under an operation which was clearly unlawful.
At NSA, Hayden stepped on toes trying to modernize the agency. He removed some officials who resisted change. One answer was a classified program called Trailblazer. It was supposed to allow NSA analysts to more quickly separate key phone calls. But 6 years later, and at a cost of billions of dollars, Trailblazer has shown few results. Hayden has admitted the problems to Congress. Again, John Pike.
Trailblazer was supposed to give them more capability for less because it was leveraging commercial technology. It wound up giving them less capability at a higher price.
Mike Hayden is a product of working-class Pittsburgh. His father was a welder, his brother a truck driver. But it was clear from an early age that Hayden wouldn't be punching a time clock. He woke before dawn to study. He was a voracious reader of history. He signed up for Air Force ROTC to travel and rose quickly through the ranks.
He turned out to be one of the finest staff officers that I had ever encountered.
Boyd, the retired general, saw potential in the young officer. Over the years, Hayden would impress others in power at the Pentagon, the White House, and Congress. He is deferential, writes clearly, and explains complex issues in a simple, folksy manner. Hayden went on to senior staff jobs in military intelligence posts, serving in Guam, Bulgaria, Germany, Korea. He was deputy chief of staff of U.S. forces in Korea when he was tapped in 1999 to run NSA, the nation's eavesdropping spy agency. Along the way, Hayden picked up 4 stars. It was an unusual achievement for an Air Force officer who wasn't a pilot, says retired Air Force General Tony McPeak.
He's not a rated officer as far as I know. In other words, he's not a pilot. And for him to advance in the ranks as he did as a non-pilot tells you a lot about the guy.
Now it's up to the Senate to say whether Hayden has the right stuff to run the CIA. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.